In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, if you remember yesterday, we heard how an angel put together two holy persons when they prayed God to help them to find a good and dutiful spouse. And today we also, today is the feast day also of another married couple, namely Saint Chrysanthus and Daria. And they lived in Rome at the late 3rd century. And Chrysanthus was from a noble Greek family which had located to Rome. And he liked studying very much, and he liked to study different religions, but only religion which he realized could possibly be true was the Catholic religion. So he willingly accepted baptism. And it's interesting in today's saints that all of the saints you hear today, they are converts like Saint Chrysanthus, who became convinced through the preaching or studying that the Catholic Church is the one true church. Saint Chrysanthus' father was very angry to him because the father was a fierce pagan who didn't like Christianity at all. So, to make his son lose the Catholic faith, his father arranged a marriage between his son and the daughter of a pagan priest. And this daughter's name was Daria, and she was from high-class society herself and had actually been consecrated to be a servant of Minerva, who was one of the pagan gods. But with his persuasion and love for truth, Saint Chrysanthus converted his bride, and they did perform marriage, but it was now a Christian marriage because both of the parties had been baptized. And not only did Saint Chrysanthus converted his bride Daria, but together they made many other converts in the city of Rome as well. But because these were still pagan times, a tribune of that city, whose name was Claudius, was not happy at all of these new conversions. So he imprisoned Saint Chrysanthus and ordered that he has to sacrifice to false gods called idols. But Saint Chrysanthus said that he would never do such a horrid deed like that. So he was put under the torture. But he endured these tortures so heroically that Claudius, the cruel tribune, himself converted. And also one who was converted was Claudius' wife, Hilaria. And now this married couple who had converted to faith also had converted another married couple. And so fierce, zealous were Claudius and Hilaria in their new faith that many of the soldiers whom they were in command also became Christians. These new conversions so much angered the emperor that he ordered Claudius to be executed together with the soldiers who had converted with him. Hilaria escaped, but she was killed later when she was praying at their tomb. And finally, the couple who had started all this, Saints Chrysanthus and Daria, they were stoned, but since they were still alive, they were put into very cruel fate that they were buried alive and eventually died in their tombs. Dear children, again these martyrs and holy confessors of faith teach that we have to be ready to lose everything, including our lives, for the sake of faith. Our Lord Jesus has been so good to us, giving us many things to enjoy in this life, and especially by establishing a church through which we can go to heaven. These glorious martyrs of the old, they chose death rather than loss of the faith which was so dear to them. So make good care, children, that you also love the faith for which these martyrs gave their life. Study it, tell about it to the other people, and you can also be missionaries in your own part. As Saint Chrysanthus and Daria together converted so many people, you also, when you are happy and sincere in the and eager in showing of your Catholic faith, you can also be one of the rays of light in this otherwise so dark world. It is through you, children, that many people will learn about the Catholic faith. So make sure you love that faith and you are ready to do sacrifices in telling about it to the others. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.